Project W01, 614014, build out 10 sites to digital.
Item number 23 from the Milwaukee County Comptroller requesting authorization to allocate $3 million from the debt service reserve to pay 2014 debt service costs and to change the source of financing for Project W064014, build out 10 sites to digital, from general obligation bonds or notes to property tax levy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Comptroller Mansky and Capital Finance Director Bryant. Since Ms. Pinella and Mr. Lindbergh were available, I thought that we should just go to 23.
Sure. Supervisors, Chairman, last cycle there was an appropriation transfer for the radio project. Basically, the purchase radios at a discount. The county needed to move forward at that time in order to realize those savings. The proposed financing was general obligation bonds. As a part of that transfer, it mentioned that the controller's office was going to do an analysis actually on the project, the broader project, but particularly for that item, and we have done so. As a result of the discount, the unit cost is below the capitalization threshold, which basically what that means is that the county would not be able to use general obligation bonds to finance that. So the item that's before you today is to change that financing to cash financing from the debt service reserve so that the county can realize the savings. The savings are approximately $600,000 at this point in time, and so we're requesting from you to allow that change in the financing. This will leave about $20 million in the debt service reserve if you were to allocate these funds, 20.9, I believe, if you were to allocate these funds from the reserve towards the radio equipment.
Thank you. Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. That $600,000 in savings, remind me where that comes from.
I believe it's a discount on the purchase, but I'll let IMSD respond to that.
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, Motorola.
Ms. Bonnell.
Good morning. As you all are aware, IMSD has been working on a project called 800 megahertz digital replacement, something along those lines.
Build out.
And part of our contract with Motorola was to purchase the handheld radios and the squad car radios for the Sheriff's Department, highway, transit, parks, zoo, facilities, multiple divisions within the county. Our line item budget for that, our estimate was going to be $5 million. And the pricing through the contract came in phenomenal at a 50% discount. In the beginning of May, we were notified that Motorola was going to offer a national promotion of approximately $500,000 off per handheld unit. We had negotiated with them that we wanted this national promotion. Even though you were giving us 50% off, we should be subject to the promotion as well. We dealt with our corporate. It took quite a bit of time and some fighting, but they offered the $500 per unit promotion to us, and that discount allowed for us to save an additional $600,000 on this project. So it's quite lucrative for the county.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I will motion for approval.
Supervisor Bowen moves to approve. Supervisor Mayo, then Schmidt.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, explain to me, because this is the first time I've been there, how are they going to use a reserve, a debt reserve fund?
Sure.
He says we're going to have $20 million. Will that affect our bounty in the future? What will it do? Just explain this to me, how you're doing this financing, because this is kind of creative right now.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, the way the budget is set up is that the money that's in the debt service reserve can go to pay debt service.
Correct.
The county actually budgeted sales tax / property tax levy to pay its debt service. So if you take the funds from the reserve and applied on the play debt service, you've already levied for that. That frees up levy that you can use to pay for the equipment. The other piece to that is that the way this was going to be financed, just give me a minute, hang in there with me. The way this was going to be financed was that you were going to take money from bonds from your 2015 budget, mm-hmm. because that's when they thought they were going to be able to purchase the radios. Because of the discount, they want to purchase them now. So you're going to reduce your 2015 budget mm-hmm. for the bonding yeah. and increase for 14. Because you're allocating this out of your debt service reserve and paying cash for it, you now don't need to touch the 2015 bonding. So that is how bonds come into play in terms of the cap, for example. For the purchase of the equipment, you're going to just use cash because you initially in the appropriation transfer were going to use bonds. Because it's no longer eligible to be bond financed, you would now use money from your debt service reserve. In essence, you're basically just taking cash that you, at year end, assume that you're going to put that into the reserve. So you're just basically saying, I'm going to take that money out of reserve and I'm going to purchase this equipment with it. There's a middle step in there that's relating to actually paying debt service, but in essence, what you're doing is just taking money from the reserve and using it to pay for the equipment.
Joel and Mansky?
Supervisors, Mr. Chair, one of the items that bond rating agencies have always ticked against us is the fact that we haven't had any reserves. And with the dollar amounts that we have in the debt service reserve right now, that's providing a positive for us. And by the fact that we're using these funds to purchase this equipment, I think instead of issuing the debt for it, I mean, we can't issue the debt for it. We've already made the commitment to the project. I think having the $20 million in there provides a positive. I had said previously having like about $10 million in the reserve was a good thing. We're well over that dollar amount. So I think having these dollars in there is still a positive. I think these funds are available for this type of purpose since we've made the commitment to the project. I don't think it hurts us by taking these monies out of there at this time. I think we've still got the positive by having still plenty of funds within the reserve. And I think using it for this project is one of the reasons that you have that money there.
Mr. Chairman, I understand that you say that, but have we ever done this before? Have we had a project in the past that you can relate to me that we took money out? So you said the debt reserve in the report said it's $22.5 million. The project is $3 million. You have $19.5 million less than debt reserve. Because we're keeping the debt reserve together, our buying rating is going up because we have a debt reserve now, a positive debt reserve.
In the 2014 budget, there was two combinations of items in which funding was done for purposes of projects. One was bond issuance, and the second part was monies coming out of the reserve. So last year, was about $12 million was taken out of the reserve last year to fund various projects. And as part of the 14 budget, and also then the other part of the funds was bond funds. So what the monies in the reserve allowed you to do is not only fund like $35 million, which you've set as a bond cap, but there was an additional $12 million that was in there that allowed you to borrow and do additional projects. I mean, one of the things that you've been reported on is that we're behind in projects and we have various things that we're looking to do. And one of the items that we're looking to do, proposed for this next year for the 15 budget, is also have bond funds for that one of about $35 million, but also find another source of cash, which could be reserve, to help get you up to a higher limit so that you can do more borrowing. But we have done this before by taking monies out of the debt service reserve to pay for projects.
Actually, the 2013 budget, that was the first time we did this.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, you've done it routinely over the years. Last year's budget was at a higher level, but you've done it routinely actually pretty much my entire tenure here.
And part of the reason that monies have gone into the debt service reserve, for example, I think we did if you go back years ago, for the when we do certain projects, and we borrow for those monies. And so one of the traditional ways that money has gone into the debt service reserve is we go out, we borrow for money, and then a decision is made not to do that project. For I think the rail, the passenger rail train station, which was years ago, I think we borrowed about $5 to $6 million for that. Then a decision was made that, well, we weren't going to do the improvements at that time when we had done the borrowing. We brought the monies back into the debt service reserve, which is one of the requirements that you do, and then we found other uses of that bond money for this. This cash that's sitting in the debt service reserve, only a very small portion came from bonds. Most of the money in coming into the debt service reserve is coming from the surplus of the county, so it's coming from general cash, tax levy, other types of means. But we have done this over the years. Generally, it's been as a result of bonds, as a result of the closeout of projects or bonds. But we have done this before, and the 14 budget took a larger portion of that to do projects for it. And so it is our suggestion, since this project is approved, we cannot borrow for it. Instead of going to the contingency account, you know, which we have funds available in the contingency account this year, but instead of taking the $3 million out of there, you have available to you the debt service reserve, and by your approval in a previous meeting, you place the monies that came from the 13 surplus into the debt service reserve. So I feel that taking these monies out of there would be the prudent thing to do.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
You're welcome. Supervisor? Supervisor Schmidt?
Thank you. I actually understand the efficacy of doing these kinds of things in the creative way that we've talked about. My question is, and maybe I need Ms. Pinella or Mr. Tyler here, in the fact that is this linked to, I was in a meeting in West Dallas a week ago, all the radios in 17 municipalities, I talked to Wauwatosa. I think people better be aware of what's going on here. We had this long discussion of monies and Motorola. Now, what's the state system again that's starting to compete against this?
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, it's WISCOM.
Yes, but here's the point, is that WISCOM is going around now, and they're given towers. So, you know, we want to charge for the radios and get some money back. I know there's been compromise already, but this is a very critical issue. We're going to put all this money and all, you know, and everyone says we have the best technology, we have the best system, we've done a lot of work, we've put millions of dollars into this, right? We need the radios, we need everybody. The whole idea is the interface. Now, Milwaukee is not involved in this, by the way.
Not yet.
Yeah, so that's a problem, I think. Now, we got Waukesha, I heard, coming on board with us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's interesting. We cement that cement our own suburban areas, too. But here's the point, is that I'm hearing a lot of bad feedback. Okay, three of us supervisors, I'm a little part of West Dallas, I met with all the West Dallas people, and and ICC has to look at this, I know you went there and discussed things, but a lot of people are saying, and we just passed something before about sewage and sewer things, and you know we shouldn't be taxing each other, municipalities shouldn't be taxing the county shouldn't be taxing the municipalities, you know, if they would go with the current deal the county executive is putting forward to municipalities, it's a substantial hit on those budgets. West Dallas, Wauwatosa, I can speak to. They've expressed the major concerns already. Okay? And unless we do some tough negotiating very quickly and do some quick compromising, I'm afraid WISCOM is going to start picking us off, and all this money, these millions of dollars we put into this program, is all of a sudden, you know, we're not, and everybody admits we have the best technology, but, you know, for thousands, a few thousands of dollars, and if I'm wrong, I'm happy to hear about this, okay? But what I'm getting for a few thousands of dollars, this is all their systems, by the way, except Milwaukee. Anybody represents someone else, okay? They're given towers. WISCOM wants to get into the game, okay? And what, they got Greenfield's coming on? Because they had a free tower. So So, see, they're given deals. Okay, we're not making any deals. Now, whether we should or not, I mean, the administration has to decide. But look, I want to hear, and maybe I can hear today, that we're going along these negotiations, and let's not, for $10,000, $50,000, mess up a system here that we want. The idea is, and for the best for all of us, we all want to be communicating with each other, is that everybody, all 17 municipalities, come on this program with us. We've done a lot of inroads, a lot of hard work, spent many money. I know I'm repeating myself on this, but this is very, very important. So, but some municipalities are starting to question. WISCOM is starting to pick off some people. Heard they're talking to Oak Creek. Maybe St. Francis is next. So where are we in this? And I really would like some specific answers here, and I want to see the county executive. You know, I don't do the work for him, obviously, but we need some compromise here. Get these people on board if we're going to put all this money, and I'm not voting for it unless I know that this money is going to be well used and that we can get the other municipalities to come on board.
Director Tyler.
I apologize, but I believe that we already have passed this last cycle regarding the radio. I know we did. Yeah, we did something with them. I'm not understanding how it's germane to this item, and I'm not entirely sure why we're having this conversation, seeing as it's something that this board has already acted upon as a full body.
It's my understanding that we did discuss this last cycle. We have discussed this, I should say, in the previous cycle, and there was a problem or the situation with respect to pricing, and now Supervisor Schmidt is bringing up, and we heard about WISCOM before, but now all these other things are going on. So, again, Supervisor, I don't believe that we had settled. We had heard from IMSD, and
okay.
This has been heard a cycle or two before, but it hadn't been resolved.
So I know that Ms. Pinnella's been working on this since last summer, and so I believe that last cycle we had, that we had nipped this in the bud, and so I personally, and in my defense, I attend the IGR meetings and I heard all the, confrontation, and so it may just be I'm tiring of this conversation, mm-hmm. but. I did walk out of full board last month with some relief that this was actually over.
Except there was a realization whether for the bonding that was to occur, mm-hmm. it appears that with consideration of discounts,
okay.
that some of this bonding was not to occur, and
okay.
that cash financing would have to be available and there. Therefore, there was a discussion about debt service.
So we're backpedaling now.
So we're
all righty. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Would anyone address what Supervisor Schmidt's concerns are?
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, Don Tyler, Director of Administrative Services. Yes, I think this issue specific that's on the agenda right now, it's related to our Milwaukee County radio purchases. So regardless of what various municipalities do, it's important to note that this on the agenda item is specific to the radio purchases for Milwaukee County, regardless of what the other municipalities are doing. I would be pleased and actually thrilled to give you a little bit of an update in terms of the great progress that we have made. Thanks to Lori and Chris Lindberg working with the municipalities. Happy to do that, but I think to Supervisor West's point, we've kind of crossed that bridge, but we'd be more than happy to give you an update if it's appropriate now.
Well, as was specified, that this is about the radios, this particular item is about the radios. Supervisor Schmidt wants some answers. And if you were going to offer something to us, how long would it be?
1 minute.
Okay, you're given 1 minute, sir.
Thank you. I just want to, the headlines are this, is that we have worked very closely with the majority of the municipalities over the last month working very closely with various fire chiefs in particular to come up with some middle ground where I guess both parties are a little bit unhappy, and that would suggest that we probably have a deal. Lori and Chris and myself have been visiting with all of the municipalities, including Oak Creek, and we expected that actually Oak Creek was going to go to WISCOM, and we discovered last week when we met with them that that is far from resolved. They're very interested in learning more about our platform, and as they continue to get educated and become more aware of our platform and the economics behind it, it seems as though they're more interested in engaging. And what we're encouraging them to do is just do an apples-to-apples comparison between the WISCOM platform and our platform, and then they can make that decision. And I am very optimistic in terms of the response that we've been getting from the municipalities. Certainly some of them, like Greenfield, are going to go to WISCOM. But the grants are running out, and their options are limited. So, you know, we're pleasantly surprised. We reinforce that this is all subject to board approval and ICC approval. But we are putting out there the message of the need for sustainability and the need to be able to recapitalize this platform for the future, and that's why we've got the pricing structure that we've proposed.
Thank you. We have a motion for we have a motion to adopt. Supervisor Jersey.
I just want to echo some of the things Supervisor Schmidt said, because I've talked to the Cudahy Police Department, South Milwaukee. I actually think there's a lot of misinformation out there. Part of the problem is the ICC. I'm not so sure the ICC always understands all of the work that went on behind the scenes before recommendations were made. And then we have Act 14, which really starts to make them think that they are a separate county board of supervisors sometimes. But that being left aside, I'm actually suggesting maybe we should be purchasing more handhelds, given the fact that we're going to have to do cash financing of this. I understand we're purchasing the radios we need. I think some of this could have been eased a little bit for all of the municipalities had we taken the population of Milwaukee County, other than City of Milwaukee is not part of this, correct? And basically said, you know, per 50,000 residents, we will provide one handheld. And then any municipality wanting more than what we're going to purchase for them, they can do that themselves. Now, I know we're not allowed to get part of the negotiations. It just seems to me this all could have been handled more diplomatically had we not put all of the handheld pieces on them. And I don't know if you're going down that road, but I actually did have a question for the controller. It's my understanding he's recommending this as a prudent use of our debt service. And I just wanted to ask the one question, are we reducing our ability to do additional borrowing by reducing our debt cash reserve? Kind of somewhat what Supervisor Mayo was asking, yeah. But I'm just concerned about that because I do think inflation is now starting to heat up a bit, and I know this is going to be a major budget issue. So I'd like that addressed.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, and Pam can probably echo this, but this does not reduce your ability to bond the cap that you have set or any of those. These monies were going to be coming out of the 2015 budget. Had we issued the bonds for these items, then yes, that would have reduced your, based upon the limit that you set. But since we're using these cash proceeds and since these items were not bondable, this doesn't reduce your limit at all.
Okay. And can I just ask how we're doing with our sales tax revenue?
I think we're doing fine so far this year. I mean, last year we were a slight drop of about $1 million below budget. It's too early to tell. I talked to Justin Rodriguez from my staff, who is doing the review. He's told me it's too early to tell, but he's predicting that, you know, we're either going to be slightly under for this year or around budget, but he says it's really too early to tell.
Okay, and this, I know this is, you don't really get a good number until after September, so, but I'm willing to support this recommendation. I do hope the administration is working with ICC. We maybe could have been a little bit more aggressive with purchasing of handhelds per population and then let the municipalities weigh in with additional.
One more comment, then we're going to vote.
Mr. Chair and Supervisor Jurczyk, our original contract, when we built the requirements for the RFP, we took into account the councils and the subscriber radios that the munis would need to purchase. We did that so that they could get a better price. It's always been in their contract that they pay for their own handheld mobile units and the councils. As when this promotion came about from Motorola, the unis were not allowed to take advantage of the reduced price of our contract unless they signed on. We negotiated through Motorola that the munis can use our contract and that promotional price, whether they go to our system, they go to WISCOM, or they go to Open Sky. And the munis were very thankful. They were able to, I know Wauwatosa took advantage of it, Greenfield took advantage of the promotion. I know I didn't follow up with West Allis, but they were looking to do so. So the munis in and of themselves saved, as a group, hundreds of thousands of dollars as well.
Ms. Pinella, here's what's being said by some of the people in the municipalities who aren't on ICC. They tell me, we're buying the tower for Waukesha County, and this is being shoved down their throats by Milwaukee County while Waukesha County is getting a deal. You want to respond to that?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, absolutely. Wow, that's a shocker.
Either it's misinformation.
It is absolutely misinformation, and it's and we have been trying diligently in getting ahead of the rumor mill. And I think I told you before, WISCOM has hired lobbyists. There's a lot of negative. It's been tough, but we have been meeting and trying to be transparent and open in our efforts and bringing folks in. We've had some lessons learned in talking to municipalities and changed our approach. Milwaukee County is building 100% of this radio system. We are spending $8.4 million in building out the system. The rest of the capital project is purchasing our own subscriber radios. We are asking the municipalities to help us with the operating cost, and only the delta, and let me explain what I mean by delta. There is our 2014 operating costs, and I hope I have this number correct, not including debt service, is $800,000. What it will be in 2017, I believe, is $1.2 million. There's a delta of $400,000 that is going to be additional tax levy on Milwaukee County. So we have looked at paying our original tax base, that $800,000, plus the debt service and the interest, and then asking the municipalities to take on that $400,000.
What's Waukesha County paying for?
Waukesha County is paying for, we have our own separate system. We have our own separate system. The only thing that we are sharing is the core. And what Milwaukee County is gaining from that is we didn't have to build the core infrastructure. The core infrastructure, the building that the core is housed in, is state-of-the-art, can withstand a 200-mile-an-hour tornado, has a generator that'll last a week. So if there is a catastrophic event in southeast Wisconsin, this radio system will be functioning for our fire, police, and EMS. And we did not have to build out that multi-million dollar facility, and we are not paying anything at this point to be in that facility. Now, there are some operational costs as it relates to the maintenance of the core. Instead of us buying the core
and paying 100% of the maintenance, we're splitting it 50-50. So Waukesha and Milwaukee County, what we've both gained is we split the cost of the core. It's about a $500,000 to $600,000 savings for the purchase. And then we're splitting the cost of the maintenance, which is about $100,000 savings to both of us. So what is Waukesha getting out of this? Out of the Milwaukee County taxpayers, they're helping us in the matter of capital expense and operating dollars. It blows me away that all this negative that's coming out.
You just need to get the ICC to
understand that. And that's something that on the next meeting, I'm glad you informed me of that, because we will be sure to articulate that.
If there's information, given what you've heard today, if there's information you'd like to put in a memo and send it to board, to even board members, that would be appreciated. With respect to what is or what isn't, the truth always helps.
Mr. Chair, I agree. Thank you.
With respect to what you've heard this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have a motion for approval to adopt. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Supervisors Haas.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Romo West.
Aye.
Jurczyk.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Cullen.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
9 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend item number 23 for adoption prevails.
Mr. Right. Chairman, supervisors, thank you. Mr. Chairman, you're thank welcome. You for taking
very
us out well. Of turn.
Item number 18,
Mr.
please.
Mr. Chair, will you take me on a lunch break today?
Well, it's before we just got bogged down, I was looking at maybe 12:30, 12:45. It is up to the committee. Would you like to take lunch now?
I'm hoping we're going to take a break. I mean, I could. If you want to do one more item,
well,
I'm okay with that. But
depending
I'd like
on
a break.
I'll make a break. I'm like, I need a break.
What's president of the committee? Would you like to take a
We'd
break
like
now?
To take a break.
Okay, we will return at 1:15.
At least 45.
Thank you. The committee is recessed to 12:45.